The Walker County Board of Commissioners meets today at 6:30 at Courthouse Annex 4 in Lafayette. One of the top agenda items is a proposed six-month moratorium on new data center development while county leaders review current regulations. Commissioners will also hold a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2027 budget before considering its adoption. The meeting will be streamed live on the county's Facebook page and YouTube channel. The Walker County Board of Education will hold a called meeting today at 5 at the Advancing Education Center in Chickamauga. On the agenda is a change order for the Ridgeland High School renovation project. The board will also meet in executive session before taking action on personnel matters. Mailing a letter is about to cost more. Starting Sunday, the price of a first-class forever stamp is increasing from 78 to 82 cents. Following approval by the Postal Regulatory Commission, domestic postcard rates will also rise to 65 cents, while international postcards and one-ounce letters increase to $1.75. Postal officials say the higher rates are needed to address ongoing financial losses and declining mail volume. Forever stamps already purchased will remain valid at the new rate. We've got more news coming up after this. Drivers across Georgia and four other southeastern states should expect increased speed enforcement next week. It's Operation Southern Slowdown. This annual campaign runs from July the 13th through the 19th with state and local law enforcement increasing patrols on interstates and major highways. Last year's efforts resulted in more than 52,000 speeding citations and warnings across the five-state region. Officials say the goal is to reduce crashes by encouraging drivers to slow down, buckle up, and obey the posted speed limits. Walker County Schools has its 10 most requested school supplies for the upcoming school year. Glue sticks top the list, followed by number 2 pencils, crayons, headphones or earbuds, and kids' scissors. Also making the top 10 are composition notebooks, dry erase markers, colored pencils, pocket folders, and disinfecting wipes. School officials remind parents to check their child's individual supply list as classroom requirements may vary by grade and by teacher. Check out our website at discoverwalker.com. We'll be posting school supply list here. Over the course of the next couple of days, we'll also have it on our Facebook page. Give us a like and a follow there at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.